Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Parenting Young Adults with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. So today we all got some really great news that Bill Cosby has been released from prison and that his conviction was overturned. What'd you think about that, Tora?
I am so excited because I never thought he should ever have been arrested, let alone, I know people were saying for, you know, you don't care how old someone is, if they wronged you in a sexual manner, it should, you know, they always want you to get caught. I never felt like he wronged anyone sexually. I felt like he was doing the age of Aquarius where everybody was doing Quaaludes and cocaine and whatever else drugs they had during that time. And because my parents, not my mom, but my dad used to have weed parties and okay. Something else probably was brewing up in there because some guys were walking the house with spoons. At the time, I didn't know what the spoon around the neck meant, but as I got older, I know what that means. And for y'all who are listening, back in the day, the men and women wore little spoons around their necks because they used to do something called toot coke. And of course, like I said, I didn't know when I was a little kid, but as I got older, you know, you find out about those things. So I feel like that
tooting
was the era.
Sniffing, right?
Huh?
Tooting and sniffing?
Sniffing powdered cocaine, you know. And no one, I don't think, ever got arrested. It was a cool thing, a pick-me-upper after smoking weed. Because I've asked questions like, why did you need both? You know, one supposed to be this and that. So, yeah.
Stick one and get
exactly. That's what I would have thought because I don't do drugs. So I'm an inquisitive person about drugs. So yeah, I felt like Bill Cosby was in that era. And I felt like he attracted women in that era. And then I feel like some women took advantage of the fact that he had the money and the clout to be able to get the good stuff. And I believe that he had sex with them, but I don't believe it was against their will. I don't. I feel like they were in the environment. They gave it up because they wanted to get high. And because my thing is if you wake up and you realize a guy stood over top of you and had sex with you, just show me where he got cracked over his head one time. You know, maybe not even that day. You could do it another day. Or you have your brothers or your uncle. I don't care how famous you are. You've been violated. There was never an incident of violence. So just, I'm sorry. Out of all those women, not one incident where you cracked them overhead or your brother, your father, your uncles, nobody got together and said, we're going to go, you know, give them the beat down. No. So, no.
And also, some of those women, a number of them were starlets wanting to get into the industry.
Yeah.
And we've all heard of the casting couch, sleeping your way up, so on and so forth. So if you make that bargain, but you don't get rich, you don't get to go back on it. That's why you shouldn't do it in the first place, because there's no guarantee. But I don't really know that I have an opinion about whether he did that, gave them the drugs against their will. There's no way for me to really know that. Mm-hmm. But what I do feel is that the prosecution was persecution for who he was and what he was trying to do. Because if he had done that, these people follow you. They have files. They probably have a file on me the way I go around talking about black on black on black, you know? And so they knew that all along. So let's just assume for the sake of the conversation that he did do it. They knew it and they knew it for decades. So there's a reason why they prosecuted him now. And that's what I have a problem with, using the laws to really persecute us because he's trying to buy NBC or not staying in his place as a black man.
Yep.
That's just not good.
So when they take a man like Bill Cosby and they take our judicial system and they mixed it too, do you think it takes away from the criminal justice systems? I'm talking about the guy who sells drugs or the guy who might, you know, have a confrontation and one person ends up shot. Do you think those people are going to start looking at the judicial system as, I'm not showing up for court, I'm not going to jail, because at the end of the day, my side is never going to be heard. You know, they did not hear Bill Cosby's side of the story. There was a contract, an agreement that one witness could never in her life ever testify or mention what happened to her. And it wasn't even overturned.
Actually, that wasn't the agreement. The agreement was, remember they start talking about that deposition testimony back then with that trial?
See, I know you would understand and know. So you tell me, what happened?
The agreement was that if he would testify in connection with her civil suit, they would not prosecute him. It's even deeper than that woman couldn't come back and testify. He had an agreement
with
him that they would not prosecute him if he gave the testimony for her civil suit. And so that deposition where they start, oh, Bill Cosby admitted that he had done that. That was from her civil suit. That could not be used, or anything couldn't be used to prosecute him.
But it was, right?
Right. That's why they overturned his conviction for two. Well, I didn't read the whole decision, but reading summaries, I got for sure 2 points. One, that he had an agreement that they would not prosecute him for sexual assault if he testified in her civil trial in connection with that, which he did. Mm-hmm. And number two, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court found that all those other accusers tainted the proceeding.
Yeah.
Like in a legal proceeding, even though something may arguably be relevant, we may be able to keep it out because it's more prejudicial.
Yeah.
We call it more prejudicial than probative. That means it's more likely to prejudice you or make people unfairly think poorly of you than it is to give them information going to the case.
And didn't all the women appear on like a TV station together? Like, isn't that even like,
I think you know what I mean?
Like, so you all can come up with the same exact story instead of saying, no, you all stay away from each other if you're gonna do this and you can't appear. Like, to me, the whole thing was just like, how are we gonna believe in a fair judicial system when it's, when you're supposed to go to jail? Like, if you do steal someone's credit cards and you do charge, you know, and you want the person to, you know, 30 days or whatever, how is that person supposed to be like, look, I did wrong. I need to do my, I did the crime. I need to do, when you're saying, wait a minute, I'm not even sure if I'm, you know, guilty of this, because at this moment, y'all just throwing anybody in jail. Like, I mean, do I get a first time offender slap on the wrist, or am I supposed to do 6 months to 6 years? Like, I just don't understand. Is it going to affect everything?
There's no rule that says that the people who are going to be witnesses in your case can't be on a TV show or anything like that. But once they start testifying, they're not supposed to speak to each other. I mean, all that's getting pretty technical. But the big question that you're asking, to me, Black men should have been feeling that all along, because the system has always been unfairly convicting them, unfairly giving them harsher sentences. Like even when you mentioned with the cocaine, given smaller sentences for powder and for crack. Then I think you mentioned, or someone showed me an article recently, that there's leniency because of the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
So going back,
yeah.
But they're not going to do low-level criminals. Those are the ones who need it. Those are the ones who are not that guilty. They were just selling a nickel, dime, whatever it is they sell these days in order to make a buck. And now you're going to give the higher level kingpins?
Well,
what sense does that make?
It's frustrating because two things happened this week. There was a 79-year-old grandmother who spent many years in prison for heroin dealing. She got out on great behavior because of the pandemic and everything. She missed a 2 or 3 hour window where the parole officer was calling her for a class that she was supposed to be taking, and they ordered her back to prison and don't want to let her out.
And that's me. And won't even consider the reason why she didn't answer the phone.
Right, and literally said that she had to take the class, but because she didn't answer the phone and she was in the class, and it penalized her. So that was frustrating. Then there was also two men, African-American men, who are in prison right now, who spent like over 20 years in jail, who were found not guilty on all charges, and they still haven't been let out.
And there's another man who they did let out, and they said it was like some ridiculous number of decades that he has spent in prison, and he was innocent. So that just goes to my point. To me, Black men should have been having that opinion that you talked about, where they started saying, screw it, I'm not going. You just have to put an all points bulletin on me. You're going to have to catch me again, because you guys are unfair.
I feel like even the prison system alone isn't going to be safe for prison guards. I feel like it's not going to be safe for just anybody, because once they know what we're fighting for out here and what we're talking about out here, if they start talking about it and they're like, Did y'all know all of this? Because I feel like they're still sequestered a little bit because they don't have cell phones and the internet. Well, like
everybody knows outside, you know, like you're living in the,
yeah,
talking about long-term prisoners, but mm-hmm. you're living in the world before you go to jail. We all know the criminal justice system is mm-hmm. discriminatory mm-hmm. and has been forever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, before they even, I think that some of them, when they get arrested, they already know I'm getting railroaded. Mm-hmm. I'm getting railroaded. They're going to be, you know, they're going to convict me. I need, unless I have a smoking gun or something.
No,
you know,
I don't even think, because Casey Anthony, with the murder of her child, she's still out here and.
White. She's white.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So once
what happens with Black people and what happens with white people, a Black person can go to jail for
voting and not knowing they couldn't vote,
for putting their child in a school in a better neighborhood,
not vaccinating their children,
all kind of stuff. White people can kill you, murder you, rape you, rob you, and not go to jail. So I mean, there's already that, and that's been
so that's years. What I'm saying, how is it that we just keep following along and in the line, following the leader, and it's like, no, we're not doing this anymore. We realize this is not a clean slate across the board, one size fit all. It's not. You're literally having a whole group of people in our face that doesn't have to face these penalties. And then you have another group of people that are getting harsh penalties for less. Like, I feel like once the internet and the social media and the cell phones and the staff starts changing, I think it's gonna be harder to keep people in a prison and in prison mind like it used to be. I think people used to be okay because they knew they did the crime. They knew but then when they realized, wait, I did the same crime this person did. I sold the same amount of drugs this person did. I stole the same amount of credit cards and they're not. They get to have probation.
I feel that you're just newly getting this information mm-hmm. because we've all known it forever. The reason they go to jail, the reason they stay in prison, the reason they come back to court is because the power of the state mm-hmm. is behind the government. If you try to escape from prison, they're going to shoot you down. If you don't go back to court, there's going to be an all points bulletin. They're going to be looking for you. They stop you for not running for not stopping at the stop sign. You're going mm-hmm. to jail. So Black people, Black men in particular, have people, because they do it to Black women too. They've never wanted to comply with or abide by the criminal justice system because we've all always known that it's racist and unfair. But mm-hmm. the thing is, these government people have all the guns and all the power. So it's really not an option unless, I mean, I'm all for, you know me, if we can come up with some way to not comply anymore, I'm all for it.
Right.
But they have all the power, and so far we have not figured out a way to neutralize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I asked my friend who was a follower of the Honorable Louis Minister Farrakhan. I said, when you keep saying open up the prison doors and let everyone out, I don't want the rapists and the child molesters out. I want them to be locked up. And he's like, that's who we're not talking about. We're not talking about, we're talking about people who can be reformed, the drug dealers, people who might have done petty crimes, you know, credit card fraud or whatever, you know, breaking an entry, anything that, you know, you realize, why did I do that? That was so stupid of me. And I'm like,
you're out and now you've committed nonviolent crimes and yeah. now you're in prison for life. That for is life. The most ridiculous thing ever.
Well, that's what they were talking about. So then that's when my eyes became open, because I thought they were talking about hardcore criminals that I'm like, I don't want them out. I'm not fighting for that. I would never fight. But they're not even talking about that. They're talking about
people. Tora, now what we now realize is there are so many people we consider hardcore criminals that are in jail for bullshit reasons, because remember the lab woman was mm-hmm. unfairly bringing back, this was in LA, I want to say, I think, which they convicted the woman who was running the the drug tests or whatever and found that she was unfairly saying that it came back positive for all the Black people, but it really didn't. You don't remember that story? They do all kind of stuff to us. Fake the DNA, let people just giving wrong results from the DNA results so that the Black people can go to jail. What we're finding just in line
I
with-
I did hear something about that. I did.
Yeah, it's that, you know, they're unfairly convicting us. So even if we think, oh, that's a hardcore convict, we can't really be sure that's true. They're convicting them for murder, raping, all kind of stuff that they never even did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Unless we could actually find someone who could be judge and jury amongst us to say, you know, okay, so all weed people or people who sold marijuana, you're not ever going to do this time. You're getting out tomorrow.
That should be legal. That should be immediate. That should have been happened once they started legalizing marijuana.
I can't even imagine you in jail right now for something that's legal now.
Yeah, white people are now making millions. Millions. And they maybe are lucky if they made a few thousand and they're in jail, you know.
And they'll never make that money back. They'll never make that money back or get that time back. It's just heartbreaking.
It's really bad what they do to our people with the criminal justice system, but that's been going on a very long time. And I think that if we have some ideas on how we can not participate, then I'm sure people will want to hear them. I don't know what they are.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering, do you see it in the soon future or the foreseeable future? Do you see the criminal justice system being the way, I mean, we all know it needs to be reformed. And I believe that they're starting to say it needs to be reformed because they see it's no way, it's too open now. People actually see the injustice. Do you see it being as though you're in law? Do you see it being able to hold up the way it's going?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't want, number one, I don't do criminal law, but number two, I think all the, like the lady said in that video, all the racism and discrimination is inherent in all of the systems and institutions in America.
With Black people included, like meaning in charge of the system too? Because I know there's not only white people and there's not only Asians and Spanish, there are Black people too.
Yeah, yeah, even with that, you know, it's in the banking system, it's in the criminal justice system, it's in the educational system, it's in the healthcare system, it's in every system in this country. So, I mean, I always knew it, but maybe that's because I'm in the law. I mean, people in the hood have always known, man, they're going to railroad me, man. They picked me up. I didn't do that. And half the time you're thinking, you sure? Because, you know, we just didn't know. You're like, you didn't do it, really? But now I'm thinking, oh, yeah, they didn't do it. They're getting framed, you know?
So is that our downfall, is that we don't know the law, and once we do become noble of the law, we can fight for ourselves?
The system is inherently discriminatory.
It's rigged against
the bottom line. That's the bottom line, and it always has been. And most Black people have always known that. So to the extent that, you know, all of our other things are kind of crumbling, that will crumble too. But if everything else holds up, then I don't see... You know,
I just want to give hope, you know, because when you listen and you hear it, you feel hopeless, you know. You feel hopeless. You like, if you walk out the door, anything is possible. You can be accused and put away, or your loved ones can be accused and put away for a lie. Like, who's there to protect you from the lie? You don't know a Johnny Cochran. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't.
Black men have been subjected to that. And I mean, this has been going on for a long time. It's not new. It's just not new.
I mean, I know there's the Innocent Project, where there are people who are Caucasians and other nationalities who are diligently fighting to free innocent Black people when it's blatantly. And I love them for that. And I respect them for that. And that's one of my pet peeves that I wouldn't mind help, you know, generating money for, because I do believe imprisoning someone for something they did not do is just so barbaric. You know, I just can't even, I mean, some of those guys who get out and you hear them speak and they have no hatred in their heart, I'm like, I really need to get in touch with God, because How?
Can you imagine just sitting in a cell every day and just thinking back, like, I just didn't do it. And I don't, and they wouldn't listen, and I don't know how to prove it, and I'm stuck here. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
a nightmare.
And then you know that you're amongst people who say they didn't do it, who did do it, and you're saying to yourself, I should not be here with you. Like, clearly I'm looking in your face and we know that you did this, but clearly you can look in mine and see I'd never heard a fly. So I don't understand, how is it that we can just label people and give them the time and not give them a fair trial, but we say we're,
America, Tora. That's how America works. I mean, I don't mean to be, I don't know what to say. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. And okay. I don't have any hope to give anybody, but that is how our system has always worked. And what you were saying about people always saying they didn't do the crime, that's part of the reason I never did criminal law, because I don't like dealing with criminals. Okay. Because nope, I've never met a person who said, yeah, you know, I did it. Right. What can you do to help? Everybody is innocent when you talk to them. And I just don't like that. But I don't know the answer, I'm sorry to say. I don't think this is anything new. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's being revealed more. It may be being revealed internationally, mm-hmm. where we just knew it in our communities. But this is how it's always been. I don't think that every white person involved in the system is doing that.
Exactly.
I recognize the projects. Not just that, even Kim Kardashian, people try to help, because we all know it's the racist system. So people are trying to help, but I don't know what the answer is or where the hope is, because for me, this is not anything new.
I guess my question to this is, aren't there enough really, truly guilty people in this world that you can lock them up and put them away because they don't deserve to be amongst us, that you have to actually put the innocents in there too?
Right. Well, I would agree with that. But I mean, that's how they roll. And then also, not just with Black people, probably with poor whites too. Because you get railroaded too. I mean, in all honesty, if you're impoverished and you're white, you know, it's going to be difficult too. So I don't know what to say, but talking about celebrities, we talked a little bit about whether last episode about whether celebrities have responsibility for the kinds of things they're putting out in the national spotlight. And I know you wanted to bring up something about Cardi B. Do you have a position on her with regard to
She just announced on one of the award shows that, you know, she's expecting. I kind of already knew for some pictures she had posted. I saw a little mommy bump that all women who've had children, we know it. Okay. We know we can see it a mile away. And I was very happy for her. I'm very happy for her. But now, because of our last episode, and we were talking about clauses like how Kim, you know, doesn't feel like she needs to take responsibility for girls changing their, you know, figure because she's giving it, you know, just not a realistic figure or whatever. I found that I found like she should do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to put a disclaimer in. But then when it comes to Cardi, I feel like there's a lot of girls that follow her to think they're going to have a hot girl summer and it's okay to freak.
Can I just stop for one second with the Kim Kardashian thing? Remember that post we saw?
Mm-hmm.
Where all the girls are coming from, was it Dominican?
And it was. Both
of them
in wheelchairs
because they have gone over and gotten butt injections.
And they were Black women. They were all Black women.
Were they all Black?
They were all Black women. And I was so upset because I didn't want that to be a true post. But once I saw it and it made it to news.
White women are doing that too. I mean,
they're doing it too, but I don't think they're doing it in troves like like that. That was
because they're pushing stripper culture on us, and the strippers are doing that, and the Kim Kardashians and the K Michelles and the Cardi, we talked about it, Nicki Minaj, all them are doing it. So I don't know, that was crazy.
And K Michelle has had all of hers removed and does not even promote that lifestyle anymore.
In the last year, but all those years before.
It was, and I feel like with Cardi, like being as though she's a happily married woman and she has a baby on the way, I do feel like with that, there should be a disclaimer. Like, look, y'all, I have to put on a persona for the masses. This is what I sell. Under no circumstance do I need y'all going out here being like me, because I am, you know, I take this wig off, I got cornrows under here, you know, the butt gets lifted with duct tape and stretched and with all this, you know, cameras and everything. It's not what you really see. You know, I got saggage or whatever, whatever. I feel like she should tell people, because I feel like her following is not real. I feel like Kim lives her life. I really feel like what you see with Kim is what you really get. And I don't feel that way with Cardi. I feel like Cardi is just an everyday average girl off that stage. But I promise you, I don't believe that about Kim. I think Kim lives the glamorous life. She is the glamorous life because that's who she is. And I feel like for that, if girls want to follow that to the end, you go right on ahead, because at the end of the day, that's what you want to look like. That's what you want to be. I think Cardi can say, look, if this is what you want to look like, when you go out to the clubs, you can fake it. But when you come home, this is the real body. This is what I really look like. I don't
think Cardi can say that if she wants to stay the celebrity that she is. Like, that's part of the contract. This is because that's a part of the agenda. So if she says that, she's out. I can tell you that for sure.
That is so sad to me, because I feel like she is the body type that all those women who went to the Dominican Republic were looking for. They want the big butt, the small waist. And I feel like her disclaimer should say, "Y'all, I really don't look like that. Like, I'm plastered up for the camera, and when it's off, it's off." Like, I even heard Beyonce say she wears three sets of like tights on stage to suck it all in and make it look shapely. Like, she said that. That's why I love Beyonce, because she said that.
Beyonce is fake too, with the old Lemonade album, Boy Bye, and all that, and you're still with them. How many women left their man because of all that crap she talked in that album? But
the whole album was a story, and it even said in there, if you do this crap again, you're gonna lose your wife. So she let people know, he did it, I'm admitting it, but if he do it again, y'all, I promise you, it won't be the same outcome. I mean, her story, Lemonade, was in a whole, which I appreciated, because it showed how she left him.
I appreciated it, but I just felt like it gave a narrative that would make some women take a stance in their marriage that Beyonce clearly, ultimately did not take.
Yeah, she left him. He begged for her to come back. He got help. He went to therapy. She went through the therapy, you know, her own self to get better. And then she went through the forgiveness stage. And then after forgiveness, they saw the bigger picture of family, the destruction of the Black family. And she talks about that in Lemonade. And she said she was willing to give love one more chance, but she said she had her own money in the album. He can keep his money. She basically let it out, let women know, like, look, I'm my own baller. I'm here because I love him. And that's it. It's not because I need his money. So I felt like her whole life she put out there to let everybody know, I got dogged out just like everybody else, and I didn't like it. I left, I got myself together, I came back, and bet you believe if he ever pulled this crap again, I'm out, because I got the money, the power, and everything to leave.
You know, with regard to Cardi, there was a post previously on social media where she was twerking and all that, listening to her own music, and her little girl came, because she already has a child, of course.
Yeah.
Her little girl came walking up and she shut it off. Did you see that?
Now, there you go. I saw that. Yes, I did. And my thing is this, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But you all have a mother who will have her daughter as young as her daughter twerking with her as if that's what Cardi would do.
I've seen that.
Yes, and it upsets me, because I'm like, this is a child, not a teenager that's 18, 19, 21 or whatever. This is a child. And so I feel like with her, she has a lot of followers who are not strong-minded. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Kim has strong-minded followers. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Kim's followers or her loyalty, you know what I mean? I feel like Cardi's pulling from everywhere. She has the kids.
I don't listen to Cardi. I think she's a clown, so I don't know.
A lot of Black women do.
She's very popular.
A lot of Black women think Cardi is a clown. They really do. And it's hard for me to see it that way, because I see her as a businesswoman who knows how to play her part.
But you're even admitting right now she's misleading our youth.
That's the problem I have.
And that's a problem with so many of the celebrities. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. I mean, this is just bigger than even celebrities. That's a problem with leaders on the African continent. That's a problem with politicians in America. It's not okay to get paid and sell your people down the river. That's not okay. And that's when we see you doing that, we should cut you off immediately. Because she, I agree with you. I don't think she's so, I don't know if she's happily married.
Right. I shouldn't have said that. I'm Offset, sorry. You're right.
Offset's constantly cheating. They broke out, gotten back. But I mean, I, you know, as a woman, it's okay to save your marriage and go through whatever. Right. I'm not going to fault her for that. But what I do have a problem with is you putting out that persona and then you don't live it. And you don't want to raise your child to live it. And I was looking for the post. I could not find it because I saw it a few months ago. There was a rapper they showed who had, was sending his son off to college. And they said, yeah, he's out here promoting gun violence, drug taking and selling and all of that. But look what he's doing with his own child. Ooh. That's what most of them are doing. People want their kids to be better than them, to be more successful, to be educated. But you're telling, not my kids, but you know, our kids, they're collecting.
I wonder where they're talking about Master P, because all his kids are college graduates.
But Master, I don't think Romeo is. Romeo
He's a college graduate.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he took some time off to graduate to go to college. Yeah.
But it wasn't Master P. It was like a thug type person.
Really?
A lot of fake personas, like Rick Ross, having been a former correctional officer, pretending that he's some big guy.
Drug
game. Yeah, and Rick Ross took his name. He was previously a correctional officer, and he took his name from a true drug dealer. And for a while, they were trying to knock him off. There are certain places he probably can't go because they're out to get him because he assumed somebody else's name trying to be, well, he made it. I mean, you know, he is Rick Ross now, but he was a correctional officer. Soulja Boy was recently charged with violation of probation and came out and admitted, all the guns and drugs, because it was because of the video. And he admitted, no, all that was fake. So they're just selling our kids down the river so they can get paid.
I swear I saw this on Instagram. I literally saw that they're selling us, not that terminology, but basically the same thing. They're selling our kids in the next generation for so much less.
And when you're saying that the Cardi's followers are weak-minded, some of them are very young, but they also have been programmed to have a weak mind. They've been fed McDonald's and fluoride water and all that. And I'm not going to get on a soapbox, but what is happening is what whomever is in charge is intending to happen. It's destroying, or it was not going to destroy us, but it has broken down our culture. It has broken down our families. You know, they never show a Black woman and a Black man together like they used to with the Cosby Show and My Wife and Kids. It's a Black man and a white woman, or a Black woman and a white man, or a Latino. They don't promote the Black family.
And not only that, there was another person on Instagram, but it was another social media site where they said, if you were to just to look at social media and TV, Netflix, whatever, you would have thought that there are only gay Black men in the world. And I swear by that.
I agree.
I thought the same thing. I was like, damn it, is there any straight men that I can look at? Like, God dang it, I can't even look. And now that, you know, it's everywhere. So when I did...
Now it's everywhere in real life because people are, we're going to the grocery store and there are dudes with kinds and switch. And I'm like, man, come on.
Let me tell you, it hurts so bad because like he said, if you don't step outside of TV land and social media land, you really will believe that it's everywhere. And when I was in Vegas, I literally set my mind to see, did I see more straight? I'm just talking about Black men.
Did you see any?
It was an epic fail.
Oh no.
It was an epic fail. I did not see my era of Black men anywhere. Anywhere.
Oh wow.
And I know that Jeffree Star just announced today that he gets calls from NFL, NBA, rappers, and he will never snitch on them to have sex with. And Jeffree Star is like this real, androgynistic.
With Ja Rule or no? They were just okay. No, who is Jeffree Star?
He's a Caucasian man who's very androgynistic. I mean, he's flamboyant to the highest.
Okay.
And he I think he used to be like a celebrity stylist at one point, but he is so flamboyant. And he literally said, you know, he's linked to athletes and he's linked to rappers. And I said, well, can you out them? I said this on the comment to Jeffree Star. I said, well, can you out them? Because real women, we don't want a part-time man or half a man. We want someone who does, who finds everything about your lifestyle not for him. He doesn't have to hate you or hate on you. It's just, hey, dude, that's your thing. I'm okay with it. Like my brothers, they are so okay with their childhood friend who turned out to be gay, and even my son, they all have one, and they're fine with that. They can be around them. It's no problem. None of them have ever tried to push that lifestyle on them. That's what makes it a friendship. So they're okay with that. But my thing is this, they know when you're ready to do that thing, you go over there, I'm going over here. And that's fine. That's fine. So I just want that to be a-
But the problem is your brothers, well, it's not a problem. The good thing is that your brothers are grown men. Even your son is in his 30s, but kids who are 8 and 10 and 12 and stuff, I think they're being influenced by it. Because the number of gays that we know in the real world is so much greater than the number there used to be. And it's not just that everybody is hiding, it's that the numbers have increased.
And they've increased because I think they've made it okay to not have to be masculine and about a woman anymore, men for men. I think that there are more men out there who or have crossed over than any woman has. I think women still are yearning for a man's touch and a man's comfort. I just think that because it was Gay Pride Month in Vegas. Well, it was Gay Pride Month everywhere, but I seen a few women holding hands and loving up on each other, but not like I did with the men. The men were far more outnumbered. And I didn't just see it. My family saw it. Everybody saw it. And we talked about it. Because it was so major. And I'm not trying to make it seem like it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, where do the women who are straight
go? What I think you're saying is it's too much. If you want to be gay, be gay. But don't have the society put it in the... I guess everybody was up in arms about the Little Nas.
It came back again. I think he was on BET and it came, you know, he did another performance just recently.
Yeah, but don't have every performance, every video, every TV show, nail the cartoons, every freaking commercial, everything just be gay, because then you're just creating an issue that doesn't exist or that didn't.
And do you think it's going to start welcoming more people or turning people off? Because at this point in my life, I'm only watching Turner Classic Movies because it was romance back then. It was man and woman romance. Yes, it was mainly only Caucasians, but it was still man and woman romance, you know?
Yeah. And right, you know, you gotta pick your poison. You're gonna
right. Watch and black if there was a
straight down to hell. Exactly. Or you're gonna watch white people in the lily garden over there.
Right. So. And if there was anything that was gay about anything, it was so hidden that you actually don't even know if you caught it. Like
who was it? Was it Rock Hudson?
Yeah, Rock Hudson. He had many love scenes.
He played the love interest of so many women.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You know? Because you know what? There's a point you made previously. We're not running around flaunting our heterosexuality in front of everybody, kissing and rubbing up and all. I mean, cut it out. I'm just saying.
As a heterosexual woman, I have never needed to say, I love being black and I love being a woman. And I've never ran around screaming that.
I think that PDA is okay. But it's a place, there's a time and a place and also a limit to how much of it one should engage in.
But what I'm saying is I've never needed to, there was a man there who was dressed with a rainbow mask, a rainbow suit, a rainbow booty shorts, where his junk was bunched up. He had rainbow shoes. And I'm just saying, I understand you want to be proud and you want to be in your face and I want you to see me and I'm not hiding. I get that. But then it goes back to me again. I want to be seen as a straight woman. I want to be seen as a black woman. But I don't feel a need that I'm doing that. Am I doing that?
Advertising doing like that? No. Do you think a little bit, because I'm just sitting thinking, what mm-hmm. would our audience think? Do you think that some of that was because it was Vegas, where it does tend to be more flamboyant? Or is that just an extension of what you see even, you know, when you're not there, when you're here?
Well, I guess you're right. You know, I guess you're right. I guess it was Vegas. And so it was let your hair down, bring your best outfit to show your pride. But I feel like
it sounds overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas did have two great stars who were very, very glitzery. You know, what's his name that played the piano?
Liberace?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who was the other one?
And the other one was, I always thought he played for the Beatles, but he didn't.
John.
What was his good?
You talking about Elton John?
Elton John, yes. Yeah. So they had two great, but neither one of them, I felt like, threw it in your face. I felt like they made you feel so normal about.
I think they both were flamboyantly gay, but it was okay. They were stars, and it wasn't every star that ever came. Now it's just everybody. Like now Niecy Nash is gay. She married a woman. And I mean, it's just everywhere you look like nobody wants to reproduce. Do we want to have a human race? Because if everybody starts dating their same gender.
Is everybody fed up with their same gender?
Having any babies.
Is that it? Everybody's fed up with their same gender? Is that what it is?
I don't know what's going on, but it's really a lot. It's really
and that brings us to the one thing I was talking to you earlier about, the man who went into the Oasis massage parlor where this woman who was an African-American woman was there relaxing with no clothes on. And here he comes in talking about he identifies with being a woman and he's slinging his penis and
said that there were women in there with their young children.
Yeah.
Nobody, that's getting, it's offensive. It's intrusive. If that was my child, I would have wanted to knock him out because it's not just cover your eyes and let's leave. It's my daughter never needed to see that at this age and stage of her life.
No.
So we would be having a serious problem. You know, I'd be calling my ex, he's crazy. Yeah. We'd be turning that whole joint out because you've gone too far now.
The Asian woman was so sympathetic. I felt like she was sympathetic because she was like, ma'am, I don't want to get sued. If I say something against him, then here comes all the whole gay community talking about he can be. It's just almost like the waxing place where the women do not want to wax a man's balls. And they're like, well, you should hire a man who's willing. Like, that's not what we want. Have your own boutique.
Yeah, get your own spa. Nobody wants to deal with that.
And then they say, well, what's the difference? It's just like me saying Black people can't come in. It's like, that's not the same.
I'm so tired of them trying to equate their homosexuality with our race and hijacking our civil rights movements and stuff in order to get gay laws passed. I am way over that.
It's so sad because it just took the whole agenda.
The answer is don't go to those places. If I know a spa, and I know that in many states there are laws that say you have to let them in or whatever. If I ever see any of that, I'm never coming back. I'm telling everybody I know, just boycott them and just leave them with a little handful of gender identifying people. And then people will figure something out.
You know, that happened with the waxing thing. All the women stopped coming and the business was forced to close for this one guy who was protesting and suing because he couldn't get his balls waxed. Wow. Literally. The waxing place had to close down because all the women were like, we're not doing this. You know, the women who worked there wasn't going to work there and do that. And the people who were, you know, paying to keep this place going weren't going to pay for that. And I feel like, why are we doing this to our culture and ourselves? It is not the same as saying you don't want someone in because the color of their skin. That's not the same as a gender. You know, your gender doesn't equate to my gender. My boobs and your penis are not the same.
Well, see, race is something that we're born with and we can't change it.
Right.
We can't hide it unless we're really light skin, high yellow, as they used to call it.
Yeah, they call it passing.
Yeah, you can't hide it. Like, I can't, there's nothing that we can do about it. But, and I just saw, I made a comment on an Instagram post where some white man was talking about how great the Constitution is, because even though it was written at a time when Blacks weren't considered humans or full mm-hmm. citizens, it could be construed over the years. And I'm like, that's crap. The yeah. only reason he's saying that is because he's a privileged white male. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's gay, but until he tells you that, you don't know it. Mm-hmm. Unless he wears some gay pride booty shorts, yeah. or unless he's hugging up on another man, or unless he's saying, I'm gay, he can mm-hmm. walk anywhere at any time, and people are going to treat him as a white male. There's nowhere I can go. That's why I love Africa so much, because over there, I'm a person. Over here, I'm a Black woman. And I, you know, I love being a Black woman, but I don't need to confront that every day, everywhere. You're a Black woman, you're a Black. I know I'm a Black woman. It's a beautiful thing, but just let's be humans. You know what I mean? There's nowhere pretty much in America that I can go where my Blackness, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody's racist. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying every time you see me, you know exactly what I am before I open my mouth, even if my hair's straight, if I'm wearing a wig, it doesn't matter. I'm a Black woman. They yeah. can hide that stuff. They can choose not to be that anymore.
Yeah.
That's not the
yeah. same. Yeah, and that's happening too. That's happening too. You know, some are choosing not to go down that road anymore, and they get the opportunity to go back.
Yeah, and wipe the slate and go on about their business. You go somewhere else where people didn't know you were gay, okay? Who knew, you know?
Yeah, we can't do that.
We cannot do that unless we're really, really light-skinned, and then you have got all kind of psychological issues if you're passing.
And there's a doctor on social media that says that that's like the third maybe leading surgery in the United States is reversal, gender reversal.
Really? Yeah. To get back to their biological?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, well, good for them. Yeah. I mean, good for them. That's actually a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. But imagine the trauma of, especially for a male, how do you even get that back?
It's got to be traumatic. Because for now, you got to live with yourself if you don't even want to be what you were, claiming that you were feminine and a female. Now you want to be a masculine male. That's got to be traumatic. You know, I don't know, because I've never lived both lives, but that I would think
they
that
took the hormones and got the boobs. How do they get rid of all of that now? You know,
they said, I think it's the third leading surgery in the United States is reversal, gender reversal.
That's actually promising. Yep. That's actually promising, because it means that despite all of the programming and everything that's going on by the people in control, that the everyday people are starting to realize, hey, this isn't all it's cracked up to be. You know.
Where did it come from? Like, did it come from the food? Did it come from the programming? Like you said, through the TV and social media, like, where did it come from?
That
everything seemed to be just
all of that. You know, I had lunch or dinner or something with a friend this past weekend, and he was saying that he's an older guy. Well, not that much older, but he's an older guy. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he was starting to develop breasts from drinking out of plastic.
Yeah, I have a family member that did.
He said he was being exposed to too much estrogen is what he realized. So now he only drinks out of glass bottles, and he actually went all the way over, you know, to not eating a whole bunch of other stuff. But it was in the food, to answer, you know, to respond to what you were saying. It was in the food, and it was in the containers that the food is given to us.
Recently, that said the plastic from our bottles was in someone's gut, and it was almost like they could scrape it out. And I was just looking at something like that.
I know it's in the marine life. They say it's in the fish, little minuscule pieces of plastic, as well as bigger things, are in the bellies of the fish, and it's probably in all of our systems, because we've all been exposed to it.
Safe at this point. You can't go to a spa and without relaxing as a female. You can't go eat the food you want without developing all these kind of hormones and diseases that your body, like, what is safe? Like, who's in charge that's going to make things right again? Like, what is our grandkids inheriting in this?
Like, you know, really, what all the conscious people say is that nobody's coming to save you. You have to save yourself. So we have to move away from the people who are in charge and do the things and make the things happen that we want to see happen, because clearly the people in charge are not in favor of what we're in favor of.
Well, okay, so say it's you and all of our friends who are conscious and woke. We're taking over the world now. We're trying to make things better. The days are so hot now. We've never had hotter days on the record since they can remember. So my thing is how do we even start to regulate the world or get the world back? And I say this because I'm not going to rule the world and I don't want that burden.
I don't think I'm going to at this moment.
Yeah. So if there is someone listening who wants to rule the world, how do we even get it started? Like, it's so many things out there that's polluting the world and our minds. And do we shut off? Do we shut off the internet once a week? Do we shut off? Because that's something I want to talk about. Maybe not in this episode, in the next episode. Like, what is it going to take to pull our kids and ourselves away from?
I want to talk about that too. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the kinds of things that have to be done aren't really as dramatic as we might think they are.
Okay.
They are, we're gonna start eating fruits and vegetables. We're gonna start eating organic. Okay. Certain fast food, we're not going to McDonald's because that's not even food. With certain things, we're not gonna patronize. If I were ruling the world, I wanna rejuvenate the soil and stop planting GMO foods. So I wanna have like a little container garden, which I keep saying I need to actually do, where I'm growing some organic fruits and organic vegetables and eating that, you know, doing the alkaline water like we do, or making sure you have a filter on your water, staying away from plastic containers, don't microwave styrofoam. You just have to start looking at what are the toxins in your world. Start with you and your family. If everybody starts at home with their family, that's a growing trend.
So what about the fracking of the oil in the oceans, the spills? Are we gonna clean that up? Or we're gonna say, you know what, let's use something to, because we all see how our ocean is getting polluted with the oil spills on top of all the plastic that's being dumped in the ocean, and our fish and our wildlife is just being, you know, just torn apart naturally. I heard the rainforest is not even as thriving as it used
to be. Because they're going over there chopping that down. I think that, you know, I have a lot of answers for everything, but I don't think anybody's going to want to do the kinds of things I want to do, because part of the problem is the multinational corporations. They need to be stopped because nobody, there are no people. I mean, you know, they're run by people, but the whole motive is profit, and they're helping to destroy the earth. They're the ones that are fracking. I don't know how to frack, do you? I don't know anybody that knows how to frack. No. They're the ones that are spilling oil and all that sort of stuff, and they're getting away with it. Or like we talked about, I believe we talked about with medicines, from a legal perspective, they will set aside a reserve to handle lawsuits because they're going to make so much profit over here. It's worth it to kill however many people and just pay them off because it is outweighed by the amount of profit. So there are a lot of things that would need to be revised. So, but I think the practical thing is just to start doing the things in your house with yourself. And we create a groundswell, a movement. You know, we have to start at home, just with the things that we can control.
If we do start at home, do we have to go back to some type of spirituality where we say stuff like, what is it to gain the world and lose your soul? Like that right there is considered silly to some people now.
The reality tour is everybody's not going to be saved. So I don't really spend a lot of time. There was a time when I would always be trying to tell people stuff. We're at the point, you either get it or you don't. You know, it's out there. You either look it up and it makes sense and resonates with you, or it doesn't. So the people who think that, like the celebrities, I think that after they do it, they regret it. But the ones who literally sell their soul to gain the world, I can't help you. You made a choice that was really hard. I don't know how to fix that. If I ever find one, I'll share it. But I don't know how you get your soul back after you changed it for some glittering pieces of stone. It's so stupid. And some freaking gold and some daggone fiberglass Bentleys and stuff that you can't even drop anything on it without it denting. I don't know how to fix it. But everybody's not going to make it. Everybody's not going to be saved.
I think that gives hope to people who might be listening who want hope, to say it's okay, because if you want to make it, then you don't have to just go all out and ruin this world and this planet that was given to you. But if you choose that, you know, you don't want it, then hey, it's plenty of for you to destroy and yourself. So you're right. I think it gives.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just start right at home with the things that you don't have fluoride in your toothpaste. Okay. Filter your water.
Aluminum and deodorant.
Right, no aluminum, and they have plenty of natural deodorants. They're not even that expensive. When I first started doing that, it was a fortune. You know what? Cut a lime and rub it under there. That's a natural deodorant. Eat fruits and vegetables. When you start doing that, your brain fog clears. You can think. You can see the programming, the agenda. That's a big step. I mean, you know, we can do it. It is within our power to make a change. It just starts right at home.
Yes, I think that's, we have to just keep reiterating that if you start at home, there are little steps that you can take to make the rest of the world a better place. But right now, we all gonna have to figure this thing out together, because we went over a lot of topics, and I love when we have multi-topics, because I feel like they're all hot topics, and I feel like they're all things that people want to talk about, but just maybe don't have the platform or the courage to bring it up. But I definitely want to talk about it because I want to hear what people think. I know we get a lot of comments and stuff about, you know, what they think, and maybe we should start even saying some of the comments, if people don't mind, about what they think about how we, you know, feel about certain things, because under no circumstance are you and I prejudiced or anything against the gay community. It's just that
there's certain
people in this world who are taking advantage of Black people and using Black people as, you know, a pawn in their game to get their point across, like a man with the private parts out in a woman's, you know, sauna. I just
don't even do that when you see little kids in there. Like, even if they're little boys, I don't want them seeing your big old junk. Cover yourself up. You know what I mean? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, the free bird world is just not for everybody, you know.
And so, you know, that may be, I think that's important that you said that, because we talk about gender a bit in the homosexual agenda quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it is important to note that we're not anti-gay, we're not anti-homosexual or homophobic on an individual basis. I have had gay friends, and if I meet anybody that's cool and they're gay, I actually have more than one gay friend right now. And it takes me a minute to think about it, because I don't even think about that. It's just my friend. You know what I'm saying? But it's the pushing it, shoving it down our throats every day that becomes too much.
And inappropriateness. Just like you would feel if a Black person did something to you, you would feel like it's inappropriate. I feel like we should be able to say the same exact thing when it comes to someone who is claiming that they identify with being a female when they're clearly a male. And that's just what I feel. Yes, I don't believe a woman should be in a male sauna either, unless they welcome.
She wants to get a train run on her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not here to speak on that, because maybe we can bring a male on and he can speak on if he's okay with the stud, you know, going in the male sauna. I'm not here to speak on that. That's not my issue. My issue is the male coming into my sauna, where I want to just be laid down with women who I'm comfortable with and I'm okay with it.
If I ever go to a place and that's happening, I'm never going back, and I'm blasting it out to everybody I know. But it does put you in the Candace Owens frame of mind, which is, I just can't pretend you're a woman when you have your penis slinging around. I just can't get into that psychological craziness. I can't do it.
I know. It's like we know some of the things she says is like, oh, but then there's that time when she says stuff like that, where like, it makes so much sense.
So much sense. I just can't pretend
that you can call the plate a cup. You can call the plate a cup if you want to. However, just don't ask me to call the plate a cup. Yeah.
And don't be giving me a plate telling me to pour my drink in there. You know, it's just not going to work.
That's exactly right.
So one question I have for you, did you go swimming in Vegas?
Okay, so I got pushed in the pool, which was okay by me. And that's where I found out, because I had some people who came over to me, some Caucasian people were like, I know you're pissed. And I was like, why? I can swim. And they were like, oh no, because you got your hair wet. I was like, oh, no, no, no. I got my hair wet to go, you know, I got my hair done like this, which is extensions, in case I did go swimming, so I didn't have to worry about my natural hair that's braided up underneath. Okay. And they're like, oh, okay. I just always heard that Black women didn't like water because they didn't want to get their hair wet. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm from Maryland.
But that is a thing.
Water, so
that is a thing, though. A lot of Black, you know, there are a lot of Black women who go on a cruise and don't swim because they don't want to get their hair wet or they don't work out. That used to be a big excuse that Black women would not work out because they didn't want to sweat out their hair.
I worked out in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's changing now. We wear more natural hair. We have wigs. We have options. But like for a long time, that was a thing. That
I'm one of many in my cycling class. I'm one of many in my Pilates class because my hair has never been that crown for me. I know it is for a lot of Black women. I've read on it. I'm up on it. I got this. It's just never been my crown ever. So
I think that's a part of my crown, but I think that, you know, I'll work out on the same day I get my hair done.
Yeah.
My thing is, if the hairstyle can't withstand a workout, it's not going to work for me. I will have to do something different, but I'm trying to think of somebody. I might have a few people give us a little blurb or something. There are a lot of Black, I don't know if they're like that now, but that's historically a thing. Black women did not.
I did not raise my daughters like that. Thank the Lord. They could care less about their hair also. Matter of fact, I even think I might want them to care a little bit more than they do, but they could care less. Like, they are wet, throw it up in a ponytail, keep it moving. You know, slick it back with some gel, throw some cornrows in and whatever. Like, they're not hair people. And I'm not a hair
person. Did they get in the pool too?
Yeah, and they went swimming every single day. They laid out. They love sun. They love dark skin. So they even put, like, lotion on and lay out in the sun to get darker.
You know, I was noticing how, like, here is lighter. At some point in Africa, I wore a shirt with bands across here, so we covered it. I took a picture this weekend and noticed that the inside of my elbow is still light. I was like, what's wrong? Oh, yeah, but I like a tan too.
I got a nice one on my bottom half and the spaghetti strings from my swimsuit.
Okay.
I'm not a layout person in the sun.
I don't necessarily lay out, but I don't avoid it. So I end up getting really
tired. I avoid it.
I don't avoid it.
And I avoid the sun because I am a burn victim. My melanin in certain spots isn't quite there anymore. So if I protect myself, I can sit out with everybody else. Okay. While I wear, you know, an umbrella or something. But yeah, for me, laying out is over with. That part of my life.
But you used to lay out. You
definitely used to lay out because I used to actually love wearing a halter top and then showing that I had a tan. Okay. I used to love that. So, and now my children love it. So yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yep. Well, I think that we've come to the end of our time for this particular episode. Mm-hmm. But I think we covered some really important and interesting topics.
Absolutely.
And as always, we're so grateful for all of you that have joined us to watch our podcast. And we look forward to seeing you on the next one.
Thank you.
Good night.